No Scotia. We are going to Nova Scotia. And folks, you know, that's another Kenny Strother too. Keep listening, you'll hear more. Nova Scotia.
When we're in Nova Scotia, Nova Scotia night. Nova Scotia.
I know you like that.
Nova Scotia delight.
And this is the Intentional Talk Radio Network. Thank you for joining us. It is time for Black Women Speak right here on the Intentional Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Colette Williams, along with my host, my great host, Delia Gray.
Hello.
We've got a great conversation for you this afternoon. And folks, you're just going to hear from us. We're going to talk about the news and views that you can use. This is always where we talk to you, for you, with you, and about you. And you know it's all good. You know, that is how we do it right here on the Intentional Talk Radio Network. And folks, you know what? We are celebrating 10 and a half years of Intentional Talk Radio Network. You want to come along for the ride. You want to be right here, especially 7 days a week, because we've got folks for you all the time, as they say, all the time. So you want to join us for our shows and the new shows that are popping off, as they say, because we are going to give you the tea, not spill the tea. We're going to give you the tea. And that is the news and views that you can use. So folks, it is Black Women Speak, and we are going to have a great conversation this afternoon. We're actually going to talk about Black women's issues. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, as you know. Also, Black women in business. Also, unfortunately, domestic violence. Also, unfortunately, what's going on in the world of sickle cell. But we are going to start off with something that I know you know I want to talk about briefly. And you know that is the maggot, because he's up to his stuff again. He is always up to no good. And how dare he? How dare he sit there and say that Israel and Hamas, if they don't put down their weapons, we're going to force them. We're going to do what? And then he says this is about hope, faith, and God. How dare he allow that to come out of his mouth? He can't spell God. He cannot spell God.
I thought there was a peace deal or something.
Yeah, but you know what? There was a peace deal. And based on the current news, the peace deal was last week. And based on the current news, that was a lie.
It didn't take 24 hours. Israel kept bombing Hamas.
Yes.
Hamas is executing people. It's even worse. And 85% of Gaza is rubble. It has been reduced to rubble.
Been reduced to rubble. And it will take $56 or $59 billion to even come close to restoring Israel, right, Ken? Gaza.
Gaza.
Yeah, Gaza. It's Gaza. How dare he talk about faith, hope, and God? What? He doesn't have the right. He just does not have the right. And it is amazing. He talks... The administration is talking about and indicting Letitia James, Adam Schiff, just on and on and on, because they don't like him, because they know that he is a liar. They know that he is not fit to live in the White House. They know that he's a fraud. He's a fake.
And he's intimidated by Black women. Letitia James stood up against him.
Yes.
And Jasmine Crockett stands up against him. Kamala stood up against him. He is so intimidated, and he hates Black women. And I know for sure he hates Barack Obama. And he is so jealous of Barack.
Yes.
He's jealous because Barack got the Nobel Peace Prize, and he didn't. And I was glad. And I knew he wouldn't, because he hasn't done anything to bring peace.
He can't spell Nobel. He can't spell peace. He is not worthy of anything like that. How do you give a felon, someone who's been convicted of 34 felons, how do you give them the Nobel Peace Prize?
And they
Come
can't
on.
even vote when any other time. They can't vote. They can barely get a job. So how are you going to give them a Nobel Peace Prize, but yet regular Americans can't do regular American things if they're felons?
And remember, he's an adjudicated rapist. He didn't get convicted of
Yes,
rape.
exactly.
Got held accountable for it in a civil court.
Yes, so how in the world? And he still has to pay that woman millions of dollars, and he still hasn't done it because he doesn't have any money. Because he does not have the money that he claims he has, because that's a fraud. He's a fraud. So he doesn't have that money. Have you ever seen someone who's a resident of the White House sell trinkets, tennis shoes?
No,
Anything that,
Bibles, watches,
okay,
internet, phone.
he's
I
called a
mean,
peddler. He's
that's
called a
exactly
peddler.
what it is.
That's all he is. He's a peddler. And it amazes me that the people of this country, the Dems, they are so weakened by him. And the only thing that they're holding on to is the Epstein files. Well, you know, first of all, that he's in the Epstein files. Why do you have to keep going on and on and on about the Epstein files? Why in the world are you allowing the government to shut down? And he said clearly, we shut it down because we don't like what the Democrats are doing. We don't like what the Democrats stand for. How dare he? That's childish. That is simply childish. What resident, and you notice I will never use his name. I'll never speak his name, and I'll never use it with the word president, because he's not worthy of that. He's not worthy of it at all. What is going on with the people of this country? It just doesn't make sense. And yes, the Dems think they're doing something. I'm sorry, they're not doing anything, because they are allowing this to go on, and they continue to talk about the upcoming election. They talk about the primaries. They talk about the mid-year election. They talk midterm. They talk about, and so what? So what? Because while they're talking about nonsense, that maggot is doing more. He's getting away with more. How can they stop this? Because it gets worse and worse every day. He's not going to change. He's not going to change to be a better person, because he can't be. He is Satan in a suit. There's nothing about him that is worthy of the so-called White House, not on the heels of Barack Obama. And you notice he can't talk about policies. He can only talk about individuals like he is in third grade. Nanny, 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 you are, you know, okay, you are a bozo. That's all he does. And he's continuing to talk about Joe Biden. Why? You're sitting in the White House, Dodo, dum-dum, and you're continuing to talk about Biden and Obama. They didn't talk about you. They certainly talk about how you failed, but they didn't spend their days and time talking
They
about,
didn't.
no, they had better things to do. They knew about policies. They knew how to run the country. They knew how to run the government. They knew what it would mean if the government shut down. And he's sitting around talking about, well, we don't like you. Okay, all right, that's fine. Go back to third grade. Go back to third grade, because that's what third graders do. Go back to middle school. That's what middle school kids do. My
No,
granddaughter.
middle schools are much more mature. Third graders are much more mature
Yeah.
than that. Now,
Yeah.
he sounds more like my 2-year-old granddaughter. She runs, tells everything.
Yeah, that's
And
me.
that's exactly what he sounds like. My Casey, she's 2, and she tells on her other sister, Casey did this to me, she did that to me, she did that. That's exactly what
What
he
he
sounds
does,
like.
yes.
And
And
she's 2, so you know, we can't blame her. She's 2,
yeah.
so you know, he's 1,002. So, yeah, so he's just ridiculous. And he said that if he ever had to run, he'd run for a Republican because they're dumb. And he wants people who are not smart to follow
Yeah,
him
he
because he could
does.
tell them anything
Yeah.
and they'll believe him.
Yeah.
He
We.
recently said, "Smart people don't like me."
Yes.
He said, oh.
He did.
God.
But
He said.
previously, a couple of years ago, he said, "I love the poorly educated."
Are you
Yes.
kidding?
Yeah, and he's telling them
Well,
how
they still voted
stupid
for
they
him.
are, and they just
Yeah.
fall for it.
And they go for it. And they go for it. And they're okay with it. They're okay with it, which really says a whole lot about them. It just doesn't make any sense. How does this country that used to be great continue on like this? And folks are just sitting back waiting for the next stupid stuff to go on.
Well,
Why?
to me, this country has never been great for us.
Not
For
for
black,
us.
it
No.
has never been great for us.
No.
We've had to fight for everything we've got. It was never just handed to us. Nothing
No.
is ever just handed to us.
No.
We've had to fight, claw, bite, kick, scream, scratch everything our way to get to where we are. And for them to say that everything we have is because of affirmative action or DEI, no. Everything we have is because we had to fight our way to get it. And if we didn't have affirmative action, it would be like y'all had been doing, like they had been doing, stealing everything. We had to get affirmative action to stop them from stealing everything that we have or that we want to do or that we're doing. That's why I feel like we had to get affirmative action because it's bad enough that all our inventions they came and took from the Native Americans. They came and just everything they have, basically, they stole it. It's not like they had to fight
Everything.
and sweat and do anything to
Yes.
get their stuff. They just stole it. Unlike us, everything we have, we had to fight for it.
Everything. And it's unfortunate that we have to stand up. We really, and I don't mean stand up physically, I mean stand up intellectually. We must stand up and stand for something. When it came to Greenwood in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And Black Wall Street was decimated, destroyed because the lie that was told. And every time we try to come back, every time we build from there's a reason it's torn down. And it's time for us to just stop and stop waiting for them to like us. And we've had Richard Neal on this show, and Richard Neal has come with the 40-acre comeback. And that is the direction that we should be going in. That is definitely the direction that we should be going in. You know that I drove here from California, left Monday morning, got here this afternoon. And I'm telling you, the difference between leaving LA and coming here, it's like night and day. It is night and day. And I have said before, and I'll say it again, I don't understand city life anymore. And my brother has always talked about Black people getting out of the city because the city is not a friend. We are not supposed to be in the city. And the going from city to this city, it's night and day. It is night and day. And you know what? It's almost suffocating to be in LA, even though when I am in LA, it's still home. It's still where we all began. And just like the song Altadena, that's where our boots are and that's where our roots are. However, knowing what I know today, it's almost suffocating to be in that rat race. It's almost suffocating. I can't wait to get back home so I can breathe again. And the city has nothing for us. The people that I have worked with for decades are still talking about the same thing today that we were talking about back in the 70s, the 80s, the same thing. Maybe a little twinge, maybe a slight difference, not even a full pivot, not even a full shift. And there are those that would actually say, oh, we're better. No, yay. Still talking about the same thing. Fill out those documents. Fill out those documents so that when they need contracts, they'll come to you. No, no. We still have to certify that we're Black women, Black men running business. We still have to certify that. Aren't you guys a little ticked off about that? Aren't you a little pissed off about today in 2025? You kind of fill out that document that certifies you're a minority business. Really, dude? Come on. I am, when I hear about it, when I'm on the calls, when I talk to people, and the question is, have you filled out that document? I go, yeah, no. No, I don't think so. I'm not standing in the corner in the back around the corner down south waiting for them to call me. No, I'm not doing that. I didn't then, and I'm not now. Here it is, 25, and we're still grappling and running after the crumbs. Come on, folks. When are you going to do it for yourself? When are you going to build for yourself? When are you going to do it? And it's sad that others can cross the border. They're not afraid. They don't care about ICE. They're still standing on the corner with lemonade, horchata, jicama. They're still on the corner selling it because they know they're more them than ICE. And just like those girls did follow those ICE agents home, they could care lesser. Yeah, the girl is now in trouble, and so are her people, but guess what? They know how to keep going. They
I
know
don't
how
get
to.
why they're mad because they followed the ICE agents home. ICE agents know where they live, so it's only
Exactly.
fair that they know where the ICE agents
Exactly.
live.
Exactly.
To me,
Yeah. Yeah.
that's fair game. Y'all know where
Okay.
I stay.
How
Y'all
come I
break
can't
in
know where
my
you
door,
are?
so
Yes.
why can't I know where y'all stay?
Okay.
That seems fair to me.
Yeah. Come
You
on.
know?
Come on. And it's getting more ridiculous by the day. It's getting more ridiculous by the day. And if we don't, and I'm really speaking specifically for Black people, come on. Come on. Enough is enough. We're wasting time. We are talking about this, and I know that there is a meeting coming up in LA, the state of Black LA, and all they're going to do is pat each other on the back and say thank you and thank you and thank you, and you've done a great job and thank you and thank you. LA stinks. It's nasty, garbage everywhere, homeless people everywhere. Prices are beyond the moon. Really? Prices as high as the sky, and all you're getting is garbage. Really? Come on. And folks want to, they think they want to be in that? Okay, have at it, y'all. Just have at it. Count me out. See you. Bye. I'm not doing it. I'm just not doing it. And it takes some time to get to this point, but see, I'm at that point. I'm at that point. I'm not doing that. I'm just not doing it. It used to be exciting and almost fun. It ain't that anymore. It's not. It isn't. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of time and energy. And God never said, do it that way. So I'm not doing it. I'm just not doing it. And as I said, driving back here, going across the 10, the 20, the 30, and up the 35, and getting back here, it was a breath of fresh air. My whole attitude changed. I could see. My eyes cleared up. Okay. I could see. I was so glad to get home. I stood in my room and just said, thank you, thank you, thank you. And that's what I mean. That is exactly what I mean. But Delia, the other thing that we wanted to talk about, and as I always say, we always run out of time. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And One of the things that I try not to do is give that energy. I don't like giving it energy. And you know, I've been there. So I will not give it any energy. I know that there are millions of women who go through that. Some go through it, some don't. Some are stronger. They're more resilient. They fight and they come out winning. They come out stronger. That's the part that I have the greatest interest in. Not the weeping willow part, because we know that some women have to go through it and don't come out the right way, unfortunately. But I do believe, and I will always believe, if this is 30-30, and we're still talking about this, there is a cure. There's no question, no question, no doubt, no doubt. There is a cure. It's in the refrigerator under lock and key. I'm positive there's a cure somewhere at the Mayo Clinic, City of Hope.
They can't make money though if there's a cure.
There
They
is a
can't,
cure.
yeah,
They
I know,
don't bring it
but they
out.
can't,
They
yeah,
don't
because
bring it
they
out
can't
because
make
they
money.
can't. Right.
The money's in the treatment. And
Yes.
if they have the cure, then they're not making money.
Right. So
So
the
yeah, so
treatment, the money,
they keep you
they
going. They
keep
don't
it
want,
going. So
yeah.
the money's in the treatment, the money's in the so-called research.
Yes.
So City of Hope, Loma Linda, Cedars, MD Anderson, UT Southwestern, the Mayo Clinic, Johns Hopkins, all of them, they know just as well as I do that there is a cure. There is a cure. And you know what doesn't real make real good sense? When I was going through chemo, I read an article about HRT, hormone replacement therapy. I read the article about hormone replacement therapy, and it was about a clinical trial. During this clinical trial, there were 200 women who were part of the trial. Well, of the 200 women who were a part of this trial, 100 women develop lumps because they were taking HRT. So they stopped the trial. They stopped the trial. Oh my God, oh my God. How is it half the women, or probably more than half of the women in this clinical trial, develop lumps? So they had to stop it. So that was when the news broke that HRT was dangerous for women because women did develop lumps due to HRT. So they stopped it. They began telling women not to take it, only take it under strict supervision. Make sure if you do take it that all these other areas were addressed. And I haven't heard much about it in recent years, but they gave it to women like me without ever knowing what it, well, I won't say they didn't know. They gave it to us anyway. And because they
They
knew
knew.
then, they knew
Just like
then.
they were giving our black man syphilis
Yeah.
to see how it was gonna affect them. And so that's what I go back to. That's the kind of stuff we've had to endure. Things like that. And how they treat women with women are treated far worse than men. Far worse. Now I'm talking about all women. We're treated
Yes,
far
yes,
worse than men.
yes.
My a friend of mine, not to get too personal, had to go today and get a prostate exam. And they were like, because usually the doctor used to put on gloves and inject his finger in a man's rectum. Now they said they don't do that anymore, but they
Oh,
still,
really?
yeah, but they still crack us open with a piece of metal and stuff, or a piece of. So it's not fair how we get treated, and the man still gets treated with kid gloves. So it's just Sad. Yeah, they because so many men felt uncomfortable. Well, we feel
We
uncomfortable.
feel
We
uncomfortable.
have to go
Oh,
and get
yeah.
a metal spatula stuck up in us and turn it and stuff. That's uncomfortable. That is very uncomfortable.
Oh,
But
yeah.
as
Not
women,
good.
we endure that. We endure that uncomfortableness because we know it's to better us. But because men have felt uncomfortable, they stop doing it to test for
Really?
prostate. They don't do that
Well,
anymore.
how do they determine what's going on with the prostate?
They let them go see specialists and they do other things. I don't know. I just know they said they quit doing that because
Really?
there was a lot of men, that wasn't comfortable with it. I said, well, if that's all it takes is saying I'm not comfortable, then we should have done that a long time ago.
Well, you know
How
what? I
long?
did that. I
Yeah,
did
how
that. And
long have
I,
we been saying that? Yeah. And
I
they're
did
just like,
that.
you just have to deal with it. So yeah, as
Yeah.
women, we are treated teetotally different in birth. We're treated different. There was a lady named Tori Bowie. she was an athlete star, an athlete. She ran track, and she wasn't feeling well, and she went to the doctor, and they told her to go home and rest, and she ended up dying.
Oh my God.
She ended up dying. She was 8 months pregnant. She was a black woman. So
What?
the medical, so we have it hard medically too. So we come, white women have it easier than us. Everywhere we turn, we face obstacles. You know what I'm saying? Every single where we turn, we face obstacles. They say, oh, black women don't have as much pain as any other women. Oh, black
Yeah,
women are this and
we're animals. We can endure pain. Yeah.
Yes, we endure pain a lot better. I mean, everywhere we turn, we face obstacles. I can't talk today for some reason.
Yeah.
But it's just and it's crazy. And we shouldn't have to go through that.
Right,
First of
right.
all, as women, second of all, as black women, we shouldn't have to go through that. It should be equal across the line.
And it isn't. And it is not because there has been this, whatever you want to call it. But remember, we've always been paired with animals. So we have different, what is it called? Threshold for pain. We have a different threshold for pain because we're like animals. So we can take and endure pain more or greater than someone else. Than white women, especially white women, Asian women, we can endure pain to a greater level, which is not true at all. However, when it comes to the variances in terms of women's issues, whether it's the C word, we get treated a lot differently, especially if we don't speak up. Especially if we don't speak up. When I was diagnosed, I was floored. When I went to my surgeon, he said, I told him, come on in here because I want to get this over with. I don't have time to play. Get in here, do what you got to do so I can go do what I got to do. He said, okay, I know you're going to be okay. Yep, I am. Come on, get in here, get you. And I did say, get your ass in here so I can get this done. My dad was with me, one of my sisters was with me, another friend. I said, do what you got to do because I got to go.
What stage were you in?
One
Good.
centimeter, first stage. Yes. And that is not a fun thing to do. It's not a fun thing to do. It's not anything that I would want anybody else to go through. It's not, no matter what stage, no matter where it is, nobody should ever have to endure that. Nobody. And if we can put people on the moon and Mars, we can create robots. And there's a robot that's now at a hospital. And the robot is to help people who are either in recovery or who cannot speak well, or for whatever the issue is, the robot, and I think the robot's name is something like Tina or Trina. But if they can create these robots to emulate or to take the place of a human being, then you know doggone good and well that there is a cure. You know there's a cure. And if there are robots who look like humans, did you see the robot, the girl, the brunette, that's a robot? Yeah, she's been on television. I've seen her. No, actually, I saw her while I was in LA. I saw that on the news. How dare you create a robot that you cannot tell the difference between that robot and a white girl? Because the robot, of course, is a white girl. The robot is a
Well, of
white girl,
course.
of course. And you can't tell the difference. You cannot tell the difference. But how is it they can create a robot? We have scopes that can be at ABC anywhere in the country, and we can see what's going on in Palestine, in Israel, in Egypt, in Pakistan. We can see that in real
Underwater.
time, underwater. We can do all these things, but you cannot come up with a cure. Folks, look, I just look like this. Okay, come on. I just look like this. Get real. Get real. And you know, for all of these diseases, just like my surgeon said, they are environmental. They don't want people to be healthy because the healthcare industry is not healthcare, it's wealth care. Because we are taking care of them. Every time somebody gets sick, their bottom line goes up. Okay, their bottom line goes up. Our bottom line, our health goes down, theirs goes up. Because we rely on medication, them telling us what's wrong, the pharmaceutical industry, we rely on that. But how in the world have we been so duped? How in the world? And remember, there are those that cannot come up with a diagnosis, can't come up with a prognosis, can't come up with a cure, can't come up with a medication for this or for that, but they're going to continue to treat you. And remember, you don't leave the doctor's office without a prescription. You don't leave without some kind of prescription. And the more prescriptions the doctor fills, the greater his bottom line goes up. So people, get real. And you know what? It doesn't take much. Just look around. Just look around. Do you know that pharmaceutical salespeople, they make a whole bunch of money?
Yeah, they make
Oh, they make a
money.
Bunch of money. Why? Because every time that salesperson goes out, knocks on that doctor's door, he's coming out with a sale. So pharmaceutical salespeople, they take lunch, dinner, breakfast, brunch. They may buy cars because they know that as long as that doctor is writing prescriptions, writing that script, their bottom line goes up.
Well, here's the thing also, with these prescriptions, there's what they call side effects. So then they have to write another
prescription
to counter that side effect.
Yeah, that's right.
Then with that other prescription, there's more side effects.
Yes.
So they have to write another side effect.
Yes.
So pretty soon, you're taking 4,321 meds,
okay.
You know,
to
combat the side effect of each of all the meds. You see what I'm saying?
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
And you
and
know
so
what?
They're steady getting richer.
Yes. And people who are taking 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11, 12, 13, 15 drugs a day. They're not taking 15 drugs for that one ailment. They're taking 15 drugs because they have to take one for that side effect, that side effect, that side effect, that side effect. And we've got to take, you got to take, because when you take this, this is going to happen. So I'm going to give you this one for that one. And then this one is going to help you do this. So I'm going to give you one for this one. So this one is going to do that. And I went, are you serious? And when I hear the commercials, and isn't it interesting that the pharmaceutical commercials are anywhere from 60, 90 seconds, maybe even 120 seconds, 2 minutes? Why?
But do you know what they're talking about mostly? The side effects.
The side
This could
effects.
cause eye droopage, nose,
Ooh, God.
in any serious situation, it could cause death. Well, I
Yes.
don't want it. If it's gonna cause
Why?
that, I'd rather keep what I have. Let me
Okay.
keep what I have, because if it's gonna cause all of this, no thank you. I
Yeah.
don't want it. Because then
Yeah.
on top of that, I'm gonna have to get more medicine. And then that medicine could potentially cause death. So, and then of course, living causes death. So I'm at a triple chance of dying, you know? So I'll just keep what I got. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? So it's we can't win. Wherever
No,
we
there's
do,
no winning.
there is no winning, because the medicine causes side effects and the side effects cause a side effect. So we can't win. So
It's a no win. And I'm a firm believer that a holistic lifestyle is far more promising, beneficial, healthier than anything else.
sometimes, because Ananda Lewis, you remember her?
No.
She went. She just passed recently. She was a like an actress or something. She was a young black lady, and she went the holistic route, and it did a good for 5 years. And then she said, just during the pandemic, she just went down because she didn't have access to all the holistic stuff she had, and she even went to, I think, different countries or something, trying to get different medications. And her friend also had cancer, and she went the medication and chemo route, and hers is gone in remission. Not saying it won't come back, and not saying that the holistic won't help, but it was just two different people doing two different things. And the one that took the medication, not the whole, she's the one that came out, you know, hers is gone in remission. And Ananda, you know, didn't make it, but she could. Who's to say that, you know, the holistic won't help somebody else? So I can't talk against it, because, you know.
So the holistic lifestyle is not a 100% guarantee. However, not being filled with chemicals and pollutants and toxicities, that without question is the better route. Because remember, when something happens, say for instance, someone has high blood pressure, they're going to take pills, and those pills are going to work on, I think it's the liver. Okay, cholesterol. You take one of those pills that I was taking for a minute, that works on the liver. You take too much Tylenol, that causes liver damage. You take too much ibuprofen without eating, that'll eat up your stomach. You take, okay, so all of these things have a side effect, they have an issue. Okay. Why do we need all of these things? I got a prescription for ibuprofen, and it was 800 milligrams of ibuprofen. I took ibuprofen for, I believe it was a toothache, but I took it for that toothache, but I took it without food. And I got up, as a matter of fact, twice. I got up in the middle of the night because my stomach was so torn up. I had a bleed. And I drove myself to Kaiser in Bellflower. And the doctor said, you have a bleed. And I told him that I'd taken ibuprofen. And he said that caused the bleed. Well, luckily, prayerfully, during that time, driving and whatever else I was doing, probably drinking a lot of water, the pain began to subside, but he could see the remnants of the bleed, because of course they had to do x-rays and blah blah, and he says it looks like it's all cleared up. He says, because we were going to take you into emergency surgery because of the bleed from ibuprofen. I don't take ibuprofen to this day. My daughter has an extremely sensitive stomach. It's annoying. It's so easy for her to get, I don't know, a bleed. She took an antibiotic for third degree burns and didn't take food with the third degree burn. Caused her stomach to be inflamed, caused all kinds of, and she now has, I can't think of the name of it, but her stomach is sensitive to everything. She can't eat shrimp. She can't eat certain foods that are left overnight in the refrigerator. She can't eat certain meats that are in the refrigerator overnight. So she's very, very particular about what she eats. It's ridiculous. All because she took this medicine, this antibiotic, because she had a third degree burn. And the doctor gave her an antibiotic, gave her two antibiotics, and they worked against each other. She was hospitalized for 4 days at MD Anderson.
Yep, they'll do it.
Okay, so we have to be vigilant. We must advocate for ourselves. We have to advocate for ourselves. There's never a time that I will go into a doctor's office and let them tell me everything. We're going to have a conversation.
Exactly.
We are going to have a conversation, and I am going to ask questions, and I am going to expect some answers. I expect some answers. That's part of the reason I don't like Kaiser, because Kaiser is known for not doing anything. Kaiser is known for being a raggedy institution. Okay, a raggedy institution. Let me give you another example. In Pasadena, Huntington Hospital is on Fair Oaks and California. Huntington has been there since the beginning of time. And there used to be three hospitals in Pasadena, no longer, just one. And Huntington Hospital is it. There's Arcadia Methodist Hospital that has since grown, and they have become partners with none other than, yep, you got it, USC. So Huntington is now affiliated with, yep, you got it, Cedars. Cedars is a huge operation, huge. Well, in Pasadena, that's all.
I can't hear you.
So in Pasadena, there is Huntington, and all over the place you'll see big signs affiliated with Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. Well, Cedars is the big institution in LA, located in Beverly Hills, and that's where muckety mucks go and anybody else goes to Cedars. Well, the question is, they constantly talk about the lack of money. Well, there's the lack of money. How do you have these huge medical institutions going up everywhere? Cedars is affiliated with Huntington. Huntington is affiliated with Cedars, with Keck Medicine. And Keck is supposed to be the greatest medicine and one of the greatest in the country. Huntington and Keck. Then you have Arcadia Methodist, which is a part of USC Cedars. I'm sorry, USC Keck. And all of these institutions, the biggest one is able to say, we've got all of them. But how do you talk about what you're not able to do when you're affiliated or you're in partnership with all of these institutions? You can have all kinds of things going on to better people, and they just don't. They do not. It's always about money and not about how to save and help mankind to be healthier. They just don't. And it is absolutely, I don't know what to call it. I don't
Once
know
again,
what to call
it's about the money. It's
it. It's
about,
always about the money.
I
It's
mean, you know,
always about the money.
that's why the government is shut down right now because it's about that's what it boils down to. They don't want the poor people to have the Blue Cross Blue Shield, or the they don't want them to be able to go to the same doctor as Joe Rich. You know, they want the rich people or us middle or the middle class people to stay in their lane, basically.
Yes, yes.
You cannot put yourself, is what they're saying to me, up here with the rich people. You cannot get health care and go see the same doctor that Joe Rich
absolutely
goes to see.
Absolutely.
So we want y'all to stay in the gutter. We want y'all to stay down where you are. We want y'all to not go see the doctor and die off of cancer or die off of this disease because y'all can't afford to go to the doctor. To me, that's what the government shutdown is about. They don't, the rich, the Republicans, they don't want nobody but them, the rich, going to the doctors, getting the help they need. And, you know, everybody else needs to just...
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting? I should be able to go to the same doctor, get the same treatment that Jasmine Crockett gets. I should be able to see the same doctor, get the same treatment that old maggot Melania gets. Okay. Why is it that people can't go to the same? How is it you have a constituency and you don't want them to go to the same doctors or get the same treatment that you get, but you want their vote? You want them to listen to the lies that you tell. You want them to stand up for you, but you don't want them to get the same health care that you get for the rest of your life, for the rest of your low down, scroungy, scurvy life. So if you live to be 165 and a half, you don't want them to have the same kind of life? How dare you? That is just mind blowing and mind. But you want my vote. And you want me to stand up for you because you are such a great person? I don't think so.
Yeah, that to me, that's just my opinion. Yeah. I think that's what it boils down to. They don't want us to have the same coverage as Joe Rich has or, you know, as billionaires have or millionaires. They don't want that. They want to keep us down, keep us getting sick so that we can population control, die off. You know, and that's exactly what it is. And the Democrats are saying, no, they deserve. And it's not about immigrants getting health care because immigrants could never get health care. It's about they are trying to keep us from going to the same doctor, getting the same treatment, taking the same medicine that Joe Rich and them has. You know, that's all it boils down to. We want it to go back to the way it was, where you wouldn't get the help you need, so you'll just die off. You'll lay there and die. You know, now I can get insurance through the health, through the ACA Act, which, by the way, I know people hate it, white people hate it, but it is the Obamacare, because he cared enough to say, hey, everybody deserves to get that, to go to the doctor of their choice.
Everybody. Yes.
Everybody. No matter what conditions you have, everybody deserves to go to the doctor to get the treatment.
That's only right. And forget it's fair. That's the right thing to do. Forget fair, equal. It's the right thing to do.
Yes.
It is the right. So we, and those are the things that we should be standing for. Those are the things. With the rate that women are suffering from breast cancer, at the rate that they are, the rate that Black people are dealing with sickle cell, at the rate what Black people are dealing with lupus and MS, I don't know anybody who is white other than the woman who was on The Musketeers. I can't think of her name right now. She was the only white woman that I've ever known, anybody, to go through MS. I've got a girlfriend who has MS right now, and two of them that have lupus, three of them that have lupus. Why? And you mean to tell me Black people have to live with this? And they don't.
We should.
And they do not. And what's interesting, I used to do the Susan G. Komen walk every year. I did the Susan G. Komen walk every year until she got caught. So for, I don't know, 10 years, 12 years, 15 years. She was the Susan G. Komen run walk every year. And we did it at the Coliseum. Folks got caught with their hands in the cookie jar. So she lost sponsorship. She lost a number of things because it turned out that there was a big feud and fight because of the money. Because that woman, Susan G. Komen, she started it because her sister had the C word. And she started this run walk all these years ago. And it was huge. And she started in LA and then it went other places.
Yeah, we have it here. We
Yeah, the
have it
Susan G. Komen walk is still intact. However, it's not as big as it was
too.
because those years that I was in the run walk, oh, there might be 25, 35,000 people out there on a Saturday morning doing that run walk, running that around LA. Oh, yeah, it was something like a 5K, something like that. But as time went on, folks got greedy. People got greedy. They hands in the cookie jar, and it became, uh-oh, there's a problem. So why wouldn't there be a problem? Why wouldn't there? So it went quiet for a minute, and then it came back. So there is a run walk now, today, but not when she started out. It is no longer that size because they got greedy. They got greedy. And she probably raised more than $1 billion.
Billion.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she did. I'm positive. 20 something
And
thousand,
they ain't found the
25,000
cure yet.
people.
And
Come
no
on.
cure.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah,
You know
yeah.
better. Know
But
better.
speaking of the C word, I was reading and heard about, they have a settlement now for black women who put relaxers on their hair and got cancer. And I tell everybody, that blood is on the white people's hands because they wanted us to be so much like they criticized us for our hair that we had to go and get these chemicals that we put on our hair and it's soaked into our scalp and it caused brain cancer because they didn't want to accept our hair like it was. So that blood is on their hands. That blood is on them for doing that. And so many black women have died from brain cancer because of these relaxers they put in their hair for so many years because they had to look a certain way, because they couldn't get the job because they had the hair they were born with. So they had to have straighten their hair. And that has now they realize that has caused cancer,
And
for us black women.
right. And there are women who are still getting relaxers. There are women who are still getting
Can't tell
relaxers.
them
Can you
nothing.
believe that?
Can't tell them nothing.
Can't tell them
You
nothing.
only had to tell me one time.
Okay. Can't tell them nothing. As a matter of fact, I saw it last week and I thought, huh, okay, people are still doing that. Yeah. Still doing it. Still needing to look like them. Come on. Really? Yeah, no. Well, you know what? We have got to advocate for ourselves.
We
We
do.
have got to advocate for ourselves when it comes to health care, when it comes to how we show up. We have to advocate for ourselves. I am done with expecting someone else to show up for us and turn back and give us permission to do it. Aren't you tired of that?
Well, we don't, we, yes, I am, but we don't get that. Like, I was hearing these black farmers talk, and they was talking about how the white men are crying because they're not getting government subsidies anymore. And
Yes.
the black man was like, well, we never got it.
We
So
never got it.
why
Yes.
are y'all crying? We
Yeah.
had to be, as y'all say, pull yourself up by your
By your
bootstraps.
bootstraps.
We've done that. So now it's time for y'all to pull y'all self up by the bootstraps and learn like we learned. We've learned to make it without government subsidy.
And you know what? Let them
Go ahead.
cry. I wouldn't give them 2 seconds of do it yourself just like we did. No, because remember, As long as we are in favor, or as long as we think we need them, they don't care. They're not going to give us the recipe for anything. They're not going to give us direction for anything. They're not going to help us. Well, we gave you affirmative action. We gave you this. We gave you. Don't give me nothing.
They didn't give it to us. We had to
Okay.
fight.
We have fought for everything that we have ever gotten. And you know, the other thing, and I'm going to switch reels for a second. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and women, Black women, suffer from that disease at far greater numbers than
Yes, we
any
do.
other ethnicity in this country. That's horrible. That is horrible. And when I hear Black women who are not advocating for themselves, I want to shake them and say, why not? Why are you not advocating for yourself? Why are you not doing more to take care of yourself? And as I switch the needle a little bit, I was with my family last week and I wanted to go to the Inglewood Miracle Theater to see Robert F. Smith. And I'm sure you know who that is. And I said to them, do you know, I think it was four of them, do you know who Robert Smith is? No. Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure you know who Robert Smith is. No, I don't. Oh, no. Okay. You know who Robert Smith is, right? No, can't say that I do. Oh, are you talking about the guy that the basketball? Do you know who Robert Smith is? No. Now, had I said, you know who Jay-Z is, right? They'd be standing up. Of course I know who Jay-Z is. Okay, of course. Huh. But you don't know who Robert Smith is.
If it
Robert
weren't
Smith.
Robert Smith, there wouldn't have been a Jay-Z.
Listen, thank you. If it weren't for Robert Smith, those boys that graduated from Morehouse had their student loans paid in full. So they don't have to look back and think about the student loan, how they're going to pay that student loan. They can move forward full speed ahead. That is what we need to be doing. That is exactly what we need to be doing as a community, as an ethnicity. And when I say, or when anybody says, do you know who Robert Smith is? Don't tell me, or you look him up and you, this Robert Smith, why would you pull up a white boy? Really? You think that's what I'm talking about? This is 2025. We're 10 minutes from 26. What are we looking like today? That's what I really want to know. What are we looking like today? Are we looking any better when it comes to our health care? No. Are we doing anything that's any greater to advocate for ourselves? No. Are we getting out of these cities that are doing nothing for us? We're standing there, staying there in the city, looking for ends to meet.
Complaining, but not doing
Yes.
anything about the complaint. That's
Yes.
all we're doing is complaining.
Complaining.
Man, when are they going to come fix our roads? When are they going to come fix our streets? When are they going to do this? But yet, you refuse to go out and buy a bag of concrete so you can plug the hole up in
do
the
it
street.
Yourself. Okay? We do not advocate for ourselves. I am not a fan of BLM. Have not been and won't be. I am not a fan. I don't want to hear their complaints. And now BLM, there are two factions of BLM. There's the BLM with Patrice Cullors, and there's the BLM with Dr. Melania. So they split. And it was probably because Patrice Cullors was going to jail because she was brought up on charges. Oh,
money or something, right?
Yes, stealing money, fraud, all kinds of things. So Dr. Melina, who was a professor at Cal State LA, she has BLM grassroots in LA, which is supposed to be very different from the original BLM. But the girl with the original BLM, she's off doing something else, probably something very illegal. She's probably sitting in bed with the maggot right now. But my point to all of that, my point to that is that it is time. We are overdue for taking care of ourselves. And now next week and the week after, we're going to be focusing on healthcare issues. We're going to be focusing on menopause. We're focusing on the pharmaceutical companies, on Black women's health care. Black women's health care is our wealth care. We're going to be focusing on insurance. Insurance is your assurance. So there are a lot of things that we're going to be talking about between now and the end of the year. So folks, get ready because we're coming at you guns a-blazing,
hard and
literally.
Fast.
Hard and fast. How? If you're not ready, shame on you. Get ready because we're coming at you hard and fast. We will be on hiatus the week of Thanksgiving. Give us a break because we're going to come back hard and fast. We're going to be on hiatus 2 weeks in December for Christmas and for New Year's, and we're coming back hard and fast. And then on January 7th, I'm sure you're going to be with us because then we will have our candlelight vigil in Altadena, because as I said, you know, that's where our roots began, in Altadena. So be ready. We're going to give you recipes. We're going to give you news. We're going to give you views. We're going to give you accurate, real information that you can use for the rest of your life. Be ready for the 40-acre comeback. Be ready for Kenny Strother's information on protection. Be ready for Richard Harris. Be ready for Dr. Brandi Williams. Be ready because we're bringing it to you. Be ready for Delia Gray and her show and the information that she's going to disseminate. Folks, be ready. Now I'm going to sign off because I've done 1,500 miles of driving and I'm going to get here probably in a minute. I'm going to bed. Thank you, folks. Thank you for joining us. This is the Intentional Talk Radio Network, and I am your host, Colette Williams, and my co-host, Delia Gray. We will see you next week. Stay tuned. You can catch us on all of your podcast platforms. You can catch us on social media. Don't forget, itrnradio.com. This is the Intentional Talk Radio Network. This is Black Women Speak. Happy hump day, folks. Tomorrow's Thursday. It's another great day. We'll talk to you a little bit later.
Have
Delia,
a good night.
Have a good night, my dear. I'll talk
you
with you
well.
Soon.
All right.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye. Good night. Get some rest.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Okay. All right. Good night.
Good night.